Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 8, 2020. Coronavirus is changing reality, part 10. What it takes to defeat the coronavirus. Question: as a Kabbalist, do you see the blows awaiting us? I mean the 10 Egyptian plagues, that is 10 blows on the egoism of all of humanity. What lies ahead? Answer: we do not have to go through all 10 blows. We have already been through them in the past, and therefore, they cannot be as powerful today as they were in Egypt. We need only a few serious hints, to be pricked like a donkey that is prodded with a sharp stick to make it go forward. We need this incentive in order to advance correctly. I hope that maybe this virus, in addition to our explanations, will be enough. It is quite possible that humanity is already able to draw the right conclusions in some way. Here, a lot depends on governments. They are the first who start to think seriously about it because the virus affects the entire economy. Question: what advice would you give governments? Answer: I would advise them to become smarter and understand that humanity's development is not in their hands, therefore, they should listen to what the Kabbalists say. Question: what about people who are now sitting at home in isolation? What should they do? Answer: I wish for people to understand that positive relationships are the best, surest, and only medicine that can lead us to goodness and well-being. Question: in other words, people who stay at home should simply understand that the plan for the development of nature is in the correct connections between us. It is nature that generates problems and disasters at all levels. And from us, all that is needed is a mutual reaction. If there is a reaction, the problems decrease; if there is no reaction, the problems and pressure increase. Did I understand correctly? Answer: yes. We just need to get closer to each other in our feelings in a good way, and that's it. Good luck to all of us in this. From Cab TV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 12, 2020. Nourished by spiritual energy. Question: after several years of studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are those who are happier and who are doing better at work, but on the other hand, there are those who become sadder and nothing in their corporeality makes them happy. Does it depend on a person's character, or is it about a person's level of development, and a person gradually changing? Answer: a person undergoes many different states, so I cannot give you one definite answer to this question. We all change all the time. Everything depends on the society that we live in. We constantly undergo ascents and descents. What is more, if we carefully guard ourselves and know that we have to undergo states of ascent and descent, we have to organize the right society that will lend us a hand when we are in a state of descent and will seriously support us and pull us out of any state of descent to a state of ascent. This means that everything depends on the society. Question: if that's the case, a person can be happy even in a state of descent since he knows what to expect in the future. Answer: of course. If you understand that the descent was given to you in order to ascend in the future, there is no problem in rejoicing during the descent. The system works like a capacitor or any other device of accumulation. You operate in a certain spiritual regime, accumulate something, and then everything disappears, and so you must connect to the society in order to be nourished by it. When this period is over, you will begin to ascend again, and to attain and accumulate again, and so on. This means that it is according to different periods that you have to give spiritual energy to the environment, or the environment gives it to you. And thus, in these sequential periods, in this sinusoid, you will advance. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 2nd, 2020. Why should I act by myself? Question: do we need to learn to act in front of each other? Answer: yes, we need to learn how to act as actors on the stage, to understand the elements of the game, to play along with each other, to inspire one another. It really affects us. It seems to me that I see my friend acting, or maybe I do not understand at all where he is playing and where he really is. This doesn't matter to me at all. To me, it is important to get inspired by him so that I myself aspire to the goal, even in a make-believe way. Question: can a person act by himself? Answer: of course. I know who I am and how selfish I am. Therefore, I want to act with myself. That is, to elevate myself higher. Question: the fact is that we constantly act, in the family, at work, and in the spiritual group where we want to develop. We act out the principles that the Kabbalists wrote about in order to achieve the goal within such a group. Why should I act by myself? Shouldn't I be honest at least with myself? Answer: you can be honest with yourself and act at the same time, knowing your two levels. One is me, and the other is who I want to be. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 25, 2019. What is the essence of our world? Question: I have heard that our corporeal actions have no effect on the spiritual world. But as I started to engage in Kabbalah, I see only corporeal actions here. What is the point of studying Kabbalah then? Answer: the essence of our world is that a person who is disconnected from the spiritual world can begin to correct himself and the whole world from an independent position. When not in the spiritual world, one can each time choose how to influence it. That is, we exist in the corporeal world, outside of spirituality, to live as we want and enter the sensation of the spiritual world and abide by it when we wish. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. At the junction of opposites. Question: why is the sensation of something born in the junction of opposites? Answer: how else could it be? I can't feel only sweet or only bitter or only sour. I can feel something from another because I have receptors and there is an internal recording. Inside me there are as if cones with prepared tastes, and therefore I can try, compare, and say yes, no, etc. That's how it goes in everything. Question: a person must make some kind of internal movement in order to move on to a diametrically opposite sensation, for example, from hatred to love? What happens at the time of this qualitative transition? Answer: a person begins to feel that one quality is perceived from another. This isn't a transition, but rather the inclusion of both properties. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 29, 2019.